Sean, what did you like about Lorig when you got him?
Well, we saw Tampa last year. It was just a sequence of games that it seemed like when we were playing our next opponent, you know, we'll have maybe four or five games in the cut-ups. And Tampa, it just seemed like we were following Tampa either week one, you know, a week later or 2 to 3 weeks later. Nonetheless, they were in the cut-ups. In the last half of the season, they ran the ball as well as anyone in the NFL. And I don't know statistically what their numbers were, but we felt like every time we put their offensive tape on, we saw a quarterback that was getting better. We saw an offensive line and a fullback. We really didn't know much about them. We did, you know, kind of our off-season homework like you would in free agency, and then you start really going back and seeing that he was an outside linebacker, you know, converted over to fullback. He's a little bigger in stature, and so when you watch him play, he's very physical. And, you know, I don't want to say there was a wish list, but it was let's pay attention to and see if we can't get him on a visit. He and I share the same agent, which was just coincidence, but it was interesting how the process worked out, and we are real pleased with how he's progressed. But he's big, he's physical, he can catch the football. He's an interesting player, and when you look at his size and some of the production he had last year, it was, and he's young. So,
John,